9 a.m. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487221 through 487315, warrants number 8810 through 8811, and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next item we have is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular and executive minutes for April 7th, 2026. Any questions on those?
Do not. Move to approve regular and executive session meeting minutes from April 17th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is for the Sheriff's Department. We have a memorandum of understanding for dual commission of the K-9 unit for the interdiction operations. This is file number 26-034S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 9th, 2026. With that, Sheriff, do you want to add anything with this MOU here?
No, it was requested by Branson Police. Their canine officers are looking to do some interdiction operations on Highway 65, and due to the short distance that they have in their city, they're having trouble making stops. So they had asked if I would grant them a commission through the county. And after speaking to legal, I had some apprehension unless there was some limitations. I didn't want to give them basically free rein of the whole county to run around and do whatever they wanted to do. So speaking with legal, he suggested that we come up with an MOU that limits it to interdiction activities on Highway 65 unless we request them elsewhere. And so that's where we're at.
Okay. Do we want to?
I would personally like for a sheriff to be the one that enters in with, if that's possible, have him sign up on the MOU.
My question is would they have the ability to go all the way south and all the way north on Highway 65?
They would. I mean, ultimately, if I give them a commission, they would have a sheriff's department commission. And they could go anywhere that I allow them to go within the county. But the way the MOU is written, it allows them to go on 65, do interdiction activities on 65 only, unless I request them for something else.
With their K-9 unit.
And it would only be, the K-9 handlers. So they have two of them. It would not be any of their other officers.
You guys good with it? If they were to give traffic citations or anything, are they going to pull people over for speeding and use that as a reason as to why they can then
yes.
have the...
Yes, they would...
So then where does the ticket go, Branson, or does it go to the county?
It would be a state ticket. If they're outside of the city, it would have to be a state ticket.
It wouldn't be a city ticket.
Correct. They could write city tickets inside the
city limits,
but if they're outside the city, it would have to be a state ticket, not a per ordinance violation.
If you're good with it,
I am.
Okay, and you can shut it down.
I feel pretty comfortable. That was one of the things that initially they had in the MOU was that it took a 30-day notice. to revoke that, and I told them I wasn't going to sign that. I wasn't going to suggest that you guys sign that and approve that, because I felt if I was granting them the commission, I should be able to revoke that at any time. And the chief agreed, and he said that he had already tried to get their legal to pull that out, because he knew that I was going to have an issue with it. So he sent it back, and they pulled that out, and there was another change that I requested. They made that change as well.
So you can pull it from just as quick as you get it. Okay.
Yeah, it gives immediate revocation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would ask if you guys make a motion to approve that we do give Sheriff Daniels the authority to sign.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Branson Police Department and Taney County Sheriff's Office and authorize either Nick Plummer, Presiding Commissioner, or Brad Daniels, Sheriff, to sign the MOU.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, sir.
Next, we have the addendum to the consultant agreement. This is file number 26-031, planning and zoning. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 6, 2026, approving the addendum as form. It is just an adjustment to the cost.
Move to approve the addendum to the consultant agreement signed between Scott Sterrett and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? You have anything, Cody?
No.
Thank
you.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the request for concurrence for Thunder Road realignment and culvert materials. This is for the flat 073 Great River Project 4129 with us this morning. From Great River Engineering, we have Ms. Claire Lakin, along with Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Would you like to present this to us, Claire?
Yes. So this is just a request for concurrence to request the funds from MoDOT to award this project, the Thunder Road realignment, to Capital Paving and Construction. Their bid was $275,000. The county would be responsible for a maximum of 20% of that, but that will come in the form of work by local forces, so it will not be any actual out-of-pocket cost to the county. That will just be the work performed. That will be your guys' match.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, do we approve the request, or what, I guess what's the action we need to take on that specifically?
Yes, and then just sign it, and then
cool.
Send it to
the box. Okay, so just this letter, please.
This is the first letter. So in the documents, there was a request for concurrence and then a recommendation for award, and that recommendation was just Great River to the county. There's no action items for that one, but then the actual request for concurrence is what will need to be signed.
That's the action item.
Okay.
Move to approve the request for concurrence for the Thunder Road realignment and culvert materials and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next little bit here is going to be lots of it, so everybody speak clearly. So the first one we have is our notice of renewal for asphalt materials. This is file number 26-036, Road and Bridge.
Do you want them done individually or just in one motion?
I am fine with one motion as presented here, however.
You guys have any questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the notice for renewal for asphalt materials. First one being buying between APAC, Central Incorporated, and Taney County, and the second being buying between Coastal Energy and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, next is the notice of renewal for aggregate rock. This is file number 26-035, Roden Bridge. So we have two different categories, category 1 and 2, and then we have our primary secondaries on each one. Whole lot.
Do you know if this is the, just for clarification, is this, how many renewals is this, first or second?
That is at least the third.
Is this the third renewal? Okay. Everything's good with everybody?
Yeah.
No issues?
Okay. Not any problem. Okay.
Yeah, this is the third of the three available renewals that we have.
Okay.
We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated April 6, 2026, approving each notice as to form.
We'll do category 1A and then category 2. In each category, do you want those as one motion or separate motion?
We can include it as, so we have a series number A, B, and C on each one. So the 26-035 A, B, and C.
So it'd be the buy in between. So I just didn't know if you wanted them.
Do it same as you just did on the last one.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Nope, not at all. You guys good?
Yep.
Yes.
Move to approve the notice for renewal for Aggregate Rock, Category 1A, buy in between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company and Taney County, as well as the agreement for Rock, Category 1, buy in between Capital Materials LLC and Taney County, and finally, the agreement for Aggregate Rock, buy in between Green Dream International LLC and Taney County.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll go to the Category 2.
Here we just have two notice for renewals, correct?
Correct.
Move to approve the notice for renewal for Aggregate Rock Category 2, buy in between Table Rock Asphalt. Construction Company and Taney County, and the second for Category 2, buy in between Capital Materials and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I'm going to need two ink pens today.
Is it just you that has to sign all those?
Good. It is. All right. Next, we have the agreement for the day cab pool truck, one or more, file number 26-032, Roden Bridge. It's for the purchase of a pool truck for our transfer station. It will be purchased under the Sourcewell contract number 032824-KTC. Anything to add to that, Jack?
No, it's pretty good. Pretty good prize on it. And,
it's actually cheaper than what we got the last ones for last year.
Yeah. So.
After the fire, I guess, was when we purchased the last ones. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated April 6, 2026, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for day cab, pool truck, one or more, buy in between Ozark Kenworth Incorporated, doing business as MHC Kenworth in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the Missouri Highways and Transportation's General Revenue Funds Agreement. This is file number 26-043, Roden Bridge A.